If a main goal of the Acts of Faith Festival is to spark conversation and debate among the audience, the current crop of productions have certainly satisfied that goal. A recent opening at Richmond Triangle Players has added its voice to the chorus of outstanding works currently being showcased around the city. High, by playwright Matthew Lombardo, is one of those productions that combines gut-wrenching drama with touches of humor that eventually leaves most audience members emotionally drained. The play revolves around a 19-year-old gay hustler and drug addict who has been brought to a Catholic treatment center for a 28-day program of therapy and detox. Cody Randall, played by Kyle Cornell, has lived on the streets for much of his short life. Abandoned at home, he has survived by selling himself for drugs or cash. Father Michael Delpap, played by Jonathan Hardison, has brought him to the institution because he was afraid that Randall wouldn't be able to survive being placed in a state-run facility. The third point of this triangle is Sister Jameson Connolly, played by Melissa Johnston Price. The good sister has a very dark past and hopes to reach her most recent charge by being able to relate to the demons that he faces on a daily basis. She brooks no breaking of the rules as she tries to force Randall to face the truth of his existence. Each of these three have secrets that they would not like to face, but during the course of the play, each faces the darkness in their soul. The set designed by T. Ross Edgen is clever and makes use of some of the neutral space surrounding the stage. He also makes use of the ramp located behind the stage as the audience sees actors moving up and down backstage, giving us a subtle reminder of a character's ascension and declination throughout the play. Alex Valentin puts together some great costumes, and Michael Jarrett's lights and projections bring life to the play's locales. Director George Boyd has assembled a solid cast and crew and makes an impressive Richmond debut. He has taken a powerful script and put together an evening of theater that you will not likely forget. For me, the play can be summed up by a moment after the final blackout. When the lights come up for the actors to take the final bow, Price exhales noticeably and shrugs her shoulders. She has carried so much emotion and dwelt in darkness for so long that it takes a moment for her to emerge from the character. It's a very revealing gesture. High doesn't have long to run. It's only going to be available through March 15th, so if you love strong theater, you'll want to make those reservations early. For 88.9 WCVE, I'm John Porter.